Welcome to A Meaningful Marketplace.
I'm Sarah Massoni from Oregon State University's Food Innovation Center, where I've helped countless dreamers launch their new food products. It's the science of taking a food delight from the kitchen to mass manufacturing and still keeping its great taste. That's what I do. I've been called the woman with the million-dollar palate, although I haven't tried to cash that check yet. Listen in weekly for real-life stories.
I'm Sarah Marshall, owner of Marshall's Hot Sauce and author of Preservation Pantry, Modern Canning from Root to Top and Stem to Core. I love inspiring business owners to get started on their journeys, encouraging folks to be part of their local community, and I'm excited to help business owners tell their stories. Join us as we explore the journeys of women entrepreneurs in the food and beverage industry. Hello, and welcome to Massoni and Marshall, the Meaningful Marketplace. We are here weekly to discuss the journeys of female food entrepreneurs. We are glad you joined us today as we bring you stories of hope and inspiration. This is Sarah Marshall, owner of Marshall's Hot Sauce.
And Sarah Massoni of Oregon State University's Food Innovation Center.
Sarah, it's good to see you here this
Always
week.
Good to see you too, Sarah.
I know that you guys had the founders meet up at the Food Innovation Center. How did that go?
Ooh, we had two founders come to the donut and coffee hour, and we had 2 dozen donuts.
So I hope those two people came really hungry.
I mean, I put most of the donuts upstairs in the lunchroom, so I think everybody in the building was excited. I hope that we can expand that and see if we can get more founders to come and chat with us. It was fun. The two people that came got a lot of intimate attention.
That's nice. Just so that our listeners know, let's tell them what happens at those meetings and what the object, you know, the objective is to having them. And then maybe we'll get some more people next time.
Yeah. So the Founders Coffee Hour is actually one of our guys, Mark Grimes, his idea. He's been supporting those Founders Coffee Hours in Portland over the last couple of years. And basically, it's a meetup where founders from food companies can come to the Food Innovation Center and have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea and a sweet in the morning and spend about an hour and a half networking and talking. The nice thing about it being at the Food Innovation Center for food people is that you actually get some food science resources. So I was there and our new center director, Marshall Walker, was there. And we really did talk about business and food science related stuff. So if you have a question, it's a fun way to get an answer without spending any money. Plus, you get a free donut.
Yeah, I think that sounds like a great opportunity because normally if people want to schedule an appointment with you, they have to pay for it.
Yeah, we have an hourly rate.
Yeah,
it's the truth.
So if there's anybody that ever has thought or said to Sarah, which I know happens every time I go anywhere with her, I want to pick your brain for a minute. This is your opportunity to do that. Go to that coffee hour and Sarah's going to be there.
Come on down.
Other business people will be there. So how would they find out about the next meeting?
There's a meetup website, I think, that you go to and you just type in Portland Founders Coffee Hour.
Oh, perfect. And we can post a link on our Instagram stories, too,
yeah,
so that people can find it easily.
That'll
be cool.
Great.
We'll keep everyone posted on the next meeting. Mm-hmm. I just want to say that I am super excited about the next couple of guests that we have, because we are focusing on some women sauce makers. So I'm super stoked about that. So that's a little
saucy.
I know we're getting saucy. You know, I'm going to be happy. I love meeting other ladies in the sauce world. So we want to thank our sponsor for supporting Massoni and Marshall. Thank you for helping us spread the word about women entrepreneurs. Let's hear a word from our sponsor. The Northwest and Rocky Mountain Regional Food Business Center is the proud sponsor of the Meaningful Marketplace podcast, giving a voice to food from across the 6-state region of Colorado, Idaho, Montana, Oregon, Washington, and Wyoming. The Food Business Center supports Northwest and Rocky Mountain food industry makers as part of the USDA's National Network of Food Business Centers, supporting a more resilient, diverse, and competitive food system as a go-to source for small and mid-tier food and farm businesses with a focus on underserved communities, providing education in the form of technical knowledge, business programs, and industry news. We sponsor trade shows, meetups, and conferences to connect growers, producers, retailers, distributors, and processors, all to stimulate business and raise the standards of our storied food industry. Join us as we travel through the 6-state region, learning more about food makers, food hubs, and food systems. Visit the website at Northwest Rocky Mountain Regional Food Businesses.com to get connected. We are joined in the studio today by Brittany Futrell of Angel Wing Sauce. Brittany makes sauce in Raleigh, North Carolina. Welcome, Brittany.
Thank you. Thank you so much, you guys, for giving me this opportunity in this space. Thank you for having me.
Of course. We're so glad to have you today. It's going to be a really fun show. So we want to make sure to connect our listeners to you. How can they find you on your social media platforms?
You can find me on Instagram at Angel Wing Sauce. You can go visit me on my website at angelwingsauce.com. On Twitter at Angel Wing Sauce, I believe is the at. And on Facebook, it's Tanny TV AWS. And LinkedIn, Angel Wing Sauce, Brittany Futrell, Angel Wing Sauce. And I think that's it for now. Yeah.
Perfect. We'll make sure to connect people with you there. And we always like to kind of start at the beginning. So when did you start your company and what made you start it?
Well, I officially started as far as registered as a true business in 2019, but I had been doing business since 2015. I had just not knew a lot about business, so I was filing Schedule C's and things like that, but I had been in business since 2015. Got registered legitimately 2019. And what got me started, I made Angel Wing Sauce, I created Angel Wing Sauce in 2006. My daughter was 3 years old. Yes, that's when I started making it. And it simply came from, I was dating a guy, and I used to cook for him all the time. And I used to get really creative in the kitchen. You know, I come from a long line of cooks, so cooking, it comes very easy to me. And so I, one night we were having hot wings, and I made my own hot wing sauce. Mm-hmm. And the ingredients that I have in Angel Wing Sauce today is the ingredients that I put in that sauce at night. And when he tasted it, he was floored. He was just amazed. He was like, oh my God, this is so good. And I tasted it. I thought it was good. My daughter was eating it, thinking, you know, licking her fingers. And I started testing it on friends and family with events, baby showers, potlucks, things like that. And the response was overwhelming. So I actually started going door to door selling it. Yes, in 2015. I took a little break because I didn't know much about how to get it done. And I did some research. Of course, I was going through the single motherhood journey. So that was taking up a lot of my time. But through that time, I did research. And I started selling it door to door in my community in 2015. And the response was just overwhelming.
That's so wonderful. What a great start. And then now here you are today. And just so that we can describe to people, you know, of course, we wish that we could taste your sauce and we wish that everyone could taste your sauce right now. But let's tell them what it would be like to experience your wing sauce.
What's in it? What's in your sauce?
Well, I won't reveal everything. You have to get some angel wing sauce and look on the table.
You don't have to get
buy it. But Angel Wing Sauce, the base of it is old school Southern flair. So they have that molasses in there, okay, with the hot sauce base. And I have a hint of, which I want people to go cop it and taste it and see the label to get that. I won't give that secret here on the podcast.
But you don't have to reveal your secrets. We just want people to know what they're going to experience and be intrigued and then go get your sauce.
Tell us how people will feel when they put it in their mouth on some wings.
It's going to be a warm, savory, sweet roller coaster ride that you're going to go on. And it's going to be mixed with a bunch of array of flavors, spices and herbs. And it's not too hot where you can't enjoy, because a lot of people, when I go to festivals and stuff, the first thing they ask me, is it too hot? Is it really hot? It's not too hot where you cannot enjoy. It's like a regular hot sauce. If you use regular hot sauce, it's that amount of heat. And it's going to take you on a Southern flair, and it's going to taste like it was made at home. This is no factory taste here. it's going to taste like the love you're going to taste in there.
I got a question. So how many wings would a one person typically eat? If your sauce makes it so good, do they tend to eat 15, 20, 30? How many wings would one person eat with your sauce on it?
One person, I would say anywhere from 6 to 12 piece, okay. The standard amount that you get. But when you're talking parties and things, that's different. But yeah, standard person, maybe 6 to 12 pieces.
And dip it in some blue cheese dressing, maybe some celery, all that kind of yummy stuff.
Yes, absolutely. You could do that. Ranch, blue cheese, whatever type of dip that you like. Absolutely.
That's good.
Yeah. And you mentioned catering events just now, saying that it's a little bit different if it was a catered event. And you do some catering in North Carolina. Is that right?
Yes, I do. I do cater small events. We're not doing big events yet. I did a wedding of 150 people, and I realized I'm not equipped for that quite yet.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, that's a big event.
But I mean, how many wings did you do? Like 1,000 for 150 people?
They didn't want wings for the wedding. We did salmon and baked chicken breasts and wings. Yeah, this was a special person.
Okay.
So, did I answer your question, Sarah?
Yeah. I just wanted you to tell people about catering. So if you are offering it on a big or a small scale, let's just tell people about what kinds of things that you do, and maybe they'll want your services.
Yeah, so currently right now you can go find out about a catering on angelwingsauce.com. And what I'm doing currently is for small events, the orders of maybe 10 to 50 wings, possibly 100. I would just have to get details. I do the sides. And right now for the sides, we have potato salad, garden salad, and
mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese. Yes. Thank you so much. Mac and cheese.
I know. I looked it up.
Mac and cheese. And we also have the ribs, which I use my sauce, Blood of Jesus rib sauce, that is currently about to go to the lab to be tested. But it's a rib sauce that I use on the catered ribs for now.
Now, what makes that sauce different? Is it more tomatoey or sweeter or hotter or what?
This is more so like a barbecue sauce. It's not hot at all. It's a barbecue sauce, very sweet, and it's a different taste. It's very exotic. It has a base of hoisin, so it's very exotic and sweet as well.
That sounds good.
Fun. I want to try your sauce. I'm going to have to get online and order. If people are feeling the same way that I am and they want to get your sauce, but they don't live in North Carolina, how do they get it?
Yeah.
You can go to angelwingsauce.com, guys. I'll ship anywhere in America. I've also shipped outside of America before to Jamaica. So you can just go to angelwingsauce.com. I'm in 8 stores on the East Coast. Most of them are in North Carolina. There's 2 in Virginia, if you're in Virginia. But if you're outside of those areas, angelwingsauce.com, I got y'all.
So you're in the Conscious Peanut and the House of Consciousness.
Conscious Planet, yes. Conscious Planet in Norfolk and House of Consciousness in Norfolk.
Are they the same company or are they
different?
No, they're
two different owners, two different stores.
Oh,
I just like the vibe in the stores. It's
I've never heard of a conscious store before. That's amazing that somebody's doing a conscious store. It must have really good products in it.
Yeah, they do, actually. Yes, they do. Shout out to them.
Do you sell a lot of product in the meat markets? Because the meat market seems like a great matchup for your products that you're working on and selling.
Yes, the first meat market I went in was Kenyon's Meat Market in Mebane, and we did really good there, and we're doing really good there. So I want to expand more into meat markets, but I'm only in one right now, Kenyon's Meat Market.
Do you recommend people do demos so that they go to the stores and maybe give out samples? Have you ever done that?
Absolutely. I do that quite often, and that's what really helps my sales a lot and get people familiar with the brand.
Yes. Can you tell us a little bit about how you do your demos? I think that's an important thing to explain to people who might be just starting up.
Yes. Well, I'm different. I try to be different in everything I do when I do marketing. Of course, you guys know in this world, it's a million sauce makers, so I got to stand out. And I often tell people I don't give out business cards. I give out wings. So at my wing tastings and my demos, I give out free wing samples with angel wing sauce on there. I hand them information about angel wing sauce. And I, you know, sometimes I get them to taste it on camera so that I can put it for promo. And I talk to the people and kind of just give them a feel for the brand.
That's great. Do you also sell at farmers markets?
Currently, I haven't. I haven't done any farmers markets. I've done a lot of festivals, but I haven't done any farmers
markets. Are there very many farmers markets in your area?
There are. There's a Durham farmers market. There's a Black farmers market someone was telling me about. And I believe there's another farmers market. There's a couple. There's a couple.
Yeah. We come from a city where farmers markets are aplenty, and we have one in every neighborhood every week, yes. Sometimes even two in the same neighborhood on the same day. And so a lot of our business owners here get their start at farmers markets and then continue to be. I mean, this is my 14th year of doing farmers markets, but yeah. But it's not like that everywhere. And we sort of forget that because that's like really what becomes like the main staple of our, especially women-owned businesses here in Portland. But when I go and do some farmers market conferences where I talk to people from other states and other cities, and I realize that that's not the case everywhere. It just really is here.
Because I'm going to be honest with you guys, the process is a little tedious here in North Carolina. And it's to me, I find other ways to make my revenue. So it just,
Not your style.
I'm not going to say it never will happen.
I mean, not everybody wants to go to the farmer's market, but right now here in Oregon, it's the time that you would be applying to get into farmer's markets. In fact, the market manager for Hollywood Farmer's Market just contacted me saying, hey, we need some new vendors in Oregon at the Hollywood Farmer's Market. So hit me up if you want to join that farmer's market. I'll connect you.
Yes, I want to expand. I'm a small company right now, but I believe in
people hire people to go to the farmers market. So you wouldn't actually have to go to the farmers market yourself. You could give in the summertime, you could hire students and they could be your farmers market army.
Yes, you would other places.
Absolutely. Yeah. You give experience and stuff like that.
Yes, that's a good idea. Yes, absolutely. Yep.
Even if you could just have two this summer, the best thing about farmer's market is you don't have to pay any of the margin to the store. So you're getting all that money just for you and for your business. It's pretty cool.
Oh, you guys don't have to. They don't charge you like a vendor's fee or rental.
There is. Yeah,
they do. But they're very low here. And I know that that's not the case everywhere. But you know, they're affordable here where like if I go do like a trade show or like a music festival event, it's usually like four or five times the price, you know, compared to the farmer's market. Yeah. Yep.
Can you tell us, Brittany, how your daughter is involved in your business? Because we do have a lot of companies that are mother daughter businesses.
Yes. Well, Jada, she is the co-founder. She helped me with everything from the ground up. Mm. She was the one that made the first sale of Angel Wing Sauce. She was the one that made the name. I let her name Angel Wing Sauce. And she went out there with me door to door. And she was really the pinnacle of what allowed people and made people want to buy. She helps with every avenue, packaging, marketing. She started all our social media platforms. I wasn't really good at that. So when she was really young, she started that. And she's just a great help. Anything that I ask her to do, she is there to help. And so my plan is hopefully one day she could take it over, you know, and keep the family legacy going.
That's a good idea. In fact, I noticed that you two are really good at using video to help promote yourselves. And I saw you have some video on your website and you even have a YouTube channel, I think.
Yes. I do. And I need to actually go and make that totally committed to Angel Wing Sauce. I was going to do an array of content, but I spoke to some business counselors and they were kind of telling me I should dedicate the YouTube video. So hopefully in the middle of the year here, I'll clean it up. It'll just be Angel Wing Sauce content.
Yeah, because Sarah Marshall does a lot of cooking shows and she actually is on Kitsch. Is that what it's called, Sarah?
Yeah, there's this really fun platform you should check out because maybe you could use it to create a page there. And then you can just link it over to YouTube. But it's called Kitsch, and it's a cooking platform where you could cook with your sauces and show people how to make wings and then other things with your sauce if you wanted to show them how to do the ribs or any of the other things. And they can watch it live, kind of like we're doing now on Zoom, and they can talk to you while you're cooking. And so it's a really nice way to get really personal followers that like want to see what you're cooking every week. And it's a really nice way to have recorded things. And then like a lot of, you know, very famous celebrity TV chefs are on there. But you just apply to be on there and you send them a video. And I feel like they're always looking for women entrepreneurs to be on there. And it's very fun. So it would be fun. If you're into cooking and doing YouTube stuff, I would say...
I just said I wanted to start a little cooking show. Yeah,
it's kind of... It's just cool. K-I-I-T-C-H. And it's kind of like, so there's this platform called Twitch that's for video games, but this one's Kitsch, and it's for being in the kitchen. So I would say check it out. It's so fun. You can find me on there too. And then you just apply to have your own channel. And I think if that's something that you want to be into, for me, this is about my second year of being on there, but it gave me a lot of experience in what it's like to cook with people and cook in front of people and be answering their questions and just practicing recording and stuff. So now I feel like I can do anything. If somebody asks me to be on a show or like be on a new show or anything, I'm like, oh yeah, sure, I'm ready.
Now, what do you think about...
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'll tell you. No, I was just going to ask, were you guys ever considering coming to the North Carolina? Because I was saying maybe you could come on an episode, you know, cooking together.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun? You never know.
Yeah, you never know. We both bounce around all over the place.
Yeah,
or if you ever in the area.
Yeah, if you come to the fancy food show with us, maybe you could do a cooking demo at your booth, and we could talk with you there. But what about Instagram Live? I've noticed people aren't really doing Instagram Live anymore, and I was wondering. Do you know, either of you know why? I thought that was kind of an interesting thing I noticed. It's like a dead platform or what?
I think that, you know, first off, I think you should do whatever brings you joy in your business. I think if you like doing Instagram Live, you should. I think if you like doing things on YouTube.
I think it's an opportunity.
I think Instagram Live is more, it ends up being more people that you know, like your buddies that maybe don't live around you watch or your family. So when I go on there, I know... my mom and my husband's mom and my brother in New York. And Sarah, I know you're going to watch. If I go and do something on Kitsch or YouTube, I know it's going to be people that I don't know. And so then I sort of have to be ready for anything because it's like anybody can say anything, you know, whatever. I try to be like a little more prepared and professional in that arena where if I go on Instagram Live, I'm just kind of like, hey, I'm eating this cool thing. I want you guys to see it, you know. But I think that as business owners, we're sort of being influenced right now to not focus on Instagram Live or Instagram TV and to do Reels because those are the things that are going to like draw in more views. Views and watches, but in, you know, as soon as everybody gets used to that, that will change and it will be something else. And they'll tell us to be doing something different. So I try not to get too caught up in it. I just try to do whatever like is fun
works for
me.
Yeah.
And it's like that's you said, Sarah, it's like the attention span of people nowadays. They want it quick. Give it to them quick and a bang, you know? So
It's true. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll come back and hear more about Angel Wing Sauce. We'll be right back.
All righty.
Oregon State University's College of Agricultural Sciences and the Food Innovation Center are proud sponsors of Meaningful Marketplace. With a mission to serve all Oregonians, we are committed to giving voice to those whose food and agricultural stories are not always heard. By providing access and opportunity for a more diverse and just food system, because food brings people together.
All right, Brittany, I want you to tell us about one of the most challenging things that you might have done when you were starting your food company. Can you tell us what was the hardest part of starting your food company?
You know, and I tell this story a lot because this is the hardest one. When you're starting, I am a home manufacturer. So I had to go to a certified manufacturing school here at NC State University to learn all of the deep information that you need to learn to do that. And so I also had to have the state, which is the North Carolina Department of Agriculture, to come to my home to inspect my home, my kitchen, and to watch me make my sauce, to watch my process.
Yeah.
And the particular inspector I had, I didn't know this until time went on because I was new in the game. And my whole thing was, I just want to get it right, do it right, impress these people so that I can, you know, get a pass here. And the inspector was really, I don't know, he just seemed like he had it out for me. So yeah. I was really nervous during my process. And during the process, which on my processing letter, which I knew this, because this is how I had already been making my sauce anyway. And that's why I always say this was a recipe straight from God.
Yeah.
You have to fill your jars 180 degrees or more. And then by the time you finish your batch, however much your batch is, however much you told them your batch is, by the time you're done filling your batch, you have to close your jars, convert them. And by the time you open up that first jar, it has to still be at 180 degrees. For me, that was like magician work, like magic. You know, I'm like, oh, God. You know, I just wanted to make sure I passed that. And I had to do that twice because the first time, I think it was like 179, 178, and he did not let me go at all, which he can't. So that was really tough, just making sure that I followed the process and letter to a T. Because as you know, when you make food and you're just in the zone and you're going off of your spirit and your love and you're just kind of in the zone, it's you just flow with it. But when people are watching you and they're critiquing and this is serious, it can make you nervous. So
yes,
that was hard for me.
That was hard.
Yes, but you did it. Here you are.
And I have to do it every year.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
we have the same process here where the Department of Agriculture comes in. Even as your business changes, if you move it out of your home, you still go through that same process and they still come in every year and inspect your business. And as you start to wholesale more, then they'll you know, make sure that you're in a registered federal, you know, everything just sort of goes along those same lines. I think they try to make it pretty standard across the states as far as what I hear from other makers, but you did it. You passed that process.
Yay.
I think people still get nervous every time the state comes in, but it's like that with any kind of authority. You know, we still get nervous when we see you know, somebody driving by in a police car, like all those things. They're just part of the authority. We're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. What are they going to be on today, right?
They're just people too. They put their pants on the same way.
Yeah.
True. Okay. Well, Angel, we want to make sure that people can find your website. So let's tell them exactly where to go to you to buy directly. So how do they get to your website?
You can go to Google. I've done it on my end, and I just put in Angel Wing Sauce, and it'll be the first thing that pops up our website. Or you could just put it in your search engine and put in angelwingsauce.com.
Do you know there's another Angel Sauce in Raleigh?
Angel Sauce?
Yes.
Or Angel Wing Sauce?
It's Angel Sauce.
Can you show me on the screen?
Because
I know there's I know there's an Angel Wings barbecue sauce, and I feel like this company's trying to imitate me out in New York. But I'm working on some things that I won't say online right now while they're, because my attorneys have advised me not to. But yeah, there's some imitators, and there's some people trying to steal the name, because if you go research, I had the name.
Yeah, sometimes that happens with sauce companies and businesses. And we've had a few friends. We just had a couple guests on our some guests on a couple shows ago that ended up changing their name because they had a similar name to something that was on a restaurant menu. And so sometimes it does get that way. It gets tricky. You know, sometimes there's people that we had our salt friend, Sarah, remember when Ben had somebody
peanut butter.
Who created a business exactly like his, like even used his logo. And so it's just very tricky and it's very hard. But you just have to keep doing what you're doing and take care of your business. And And I'm sure that you'll work it out. But we did. There was some confusion there. So I think maybe just look and see if you find it, because we Googled it and then we got taken to this other company. And I was like, that's not her. That's a different person.
They even have the same wings as you.
We just wanted
Sarah,
to like
please
let you know.
Email me that.
We're detectives, you see?
Yeah,
we're
I know.
Detectives. We look you up.
Yeah.
I want to show you're... this to my attorney, please. Because yeah. I haven't seen that. Please email me. Thank you so much. Yeah.
We'll send it to you because we don't want people to confuse you for another company. So we'll make sure to link all the right things to your website.
Thank you so much. Thank
of
you.
Course. When you emailed me back in October, you sent me an email and you said that you found our show, you wanted to come on, and you said, I am the first Black woman to own a hot sauce business in North That's Carolina. Right. And that is something that needs to be celebrated.
Jeff. Thank so, you. And it's Black History Month, so yes. I feel honored.
I am so proud of you for starting Thank this business you. And making it happen and making it all legit and doing everything that you're doing. And you are the very first woman. And that is something to be celebrated.
Thank you so much. I know. And I get goosebumps right now thinking about it. And it was not a tough test. I am so happy and I'm honored. Yes,
yeah. Yeah, cool. Of course. Well, thank you for reaching out to us and having us bring you on the show so we could tell your story, because we wouldn't have found you. You know, most of our guests are from here in Oregon. We're just now expanding into a 5-state region outside of our state, but you're definitely our first guest from North Carolina.
Thank you so much. And I honor you guys and thank you. And I will send you guys out some sauce to taste. All I ask that you cover the shipping costs, and that will be on me, okay? On Angel Wing Sauce. Thank you guys so much for your support.
Yes, of course.
Love we'll to try your we'll, sauce.
Yeah, we would love to
we'll
try
have
it.
A we'll wings party.
Some. Yeah.
Yes, you guys are gonna love it. Make me a little video if you can.
We will for sure.
We'll get on your YouTube channel.
Yes. And my Instagram, I'll do that too. Anything else you guys would want to know before we go?
We always like to kind of finish by asking our guests if they have any advice for other women entrepreneurs, anything that you've learned that you want to pass on to people that are thinking about starting a business?
Yes. You know, I used to give the whole cliche answer of, you know, the things we all hear entrepreneurs say, never give up, educate yourself on the business. A lot of things that we hear, but you know what, today, and as time has went on, what I've learned is there is no advice. Just start. Learn along the way. Trial and error, to be honest, for me, is the best way to learn. Just
That's
put
good advice.
Out there and do it. Because everything else would just sound what you hear all your life. Put yourself out there. Get in the game. Yeah.
Good advice. Yeah. I do like have it. A question too that I haven't asked in a long time, but I'm going to ask you. If you had a celebrity that was your spokesperson for your sauce, who would it be?
Me.
You're the perfect
self.
Nobody can represent it like me. I put my heart and soul into this business, and me and my child has risked our lives for this business. So nobody will represent this but me. Me and the good Lord and my child.
Nice.
That's very great. Nice. And we always like to ask people what you need from not only your community in North Carolina, but just also the listener maker community. What can we do to support your business?
You could try Angel Wing Sauce. And when you try Angel Wing Sauce, ordering it, tell people and friends and family about it. Please let people know about the name. Go over to our social media and get to know us. Follow our story, because you will understand and you'll feel like a part of our family. And then that'll make you feel good about the product you're bringing into your home. And just continue to uplift entrepreneurs, if you can, small businesses, because we don't have it easy and we strive every day. So, yes.
That's nice.
That's so true. I love that. Okay. Anything else you want anybody to hear about?
Last words of wisdom.
I can't think. I'll let you. Well, you know what? I'm going to say this because I'm Brittany Futrell and I have to put it to you this way. And like I said, I'm sure some people won't agree. Not everybody will agree, but keep God first in your life. In this day and time that we're living in, keep God first and get a relationship with God. You're going to need him in this world that we're in.
Thank you, Brittany, for coming on the show. It was so nice to meet you in person and so nice to chat with you and hear about Angel Wing Sauce. I'm really glad that you reached out to us and wanted to be on the show. Thanks for being a guest today.
Thank you again. I can't say it enough. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Sarah and Sarah.
Thank you. It was nice to meet you today.
Nice to meet you too. Thank you.
We record Missoni and Marshall live every week. You can find us on your favorite podcast platforms like iTunes and Stitcher. Thank you to our audio engineer, Lon, and our production assistant, Chelsea. If you want to be a guest on the show, you can reach out to us on our Instagram, Missoni and Marshall, and we'll be back next week. Thanks for joining, everybody. Bye.
Bye for now.
You're listening to the Startup Radio Network. Listen, learn, launch. 10% of our gross revenue goes directly to women entrepreneurs in developing countries around the world through Kiva's microfinance program.